So I'm watching T-Pain. T-Pain is giving advice to aspiring artists. It's the one where he says, like, do what you like. Like, when you submit songs to independent radio station, never notice a pattern that every, you know, independent radio station is an artist. Even if it's two people, like, oh, it's my sister and my bro. Either her brother, her boyfriend is a rapper, or she's a singer, she's a rapper. Like, you notice that, you notice on TikTok, every motherfucker does review shows, even on YouTube, are rappers, or were rappers, or they fucking, they're somewhere in the industry. They don't know what the fuck they want to hear. Why are you asking? I ask myself, why am I submitting songs to independent radio stations? These are all artists, right? And keep in mind, when you go into the fucking chat, what do you mostly fucking see? A bunch of fucking artists. So you're literally showing your music to an artist that's reviewing your music to a bunch of other artists who are independent radio stations, and you're in the chat, who are also fucking artists. And you notice how you don't gain nothing. I've been sending songs to Dorky for years. I don't gain shit but a pat on the back. And hey, Mike's so consistent with his sound. I mean, even if there is an award he could give me for being the most consistent, that's cool. And I guess that's why niggas hate it, because I've been killing it so much. But you gotta understand, my nigga, I'm only making music for him. Notice that, or for anyone that likes that boom bappy sound, that's cool. That's always been there. But if you listen to my older shit, I gave you boom bappy shit. I gave you some fucking trap shit. I gave you some left shit. Like, this is my last project I ever did that was so diverse was When Winter Starts. And every fucking song was different. You know what I mean? And I liked it. And only reason why I stopped liking my shit, because I kept submitting songs to review shows, because they're like, yo, we need to find your lane. You already have a fucking lane. Anyone can do boom bappy rap. And look how these niggas talk. Well, I know you like doing unique shit, but show people what you can quote unquote really can do. What they're trying to tell you is, when you make music for you, then it's like, that's not right. Like, keep in mind, Dork is a fucking perfectionist. And guess what the fuck that made me? A goddamn perfectionist. I stopped having fun. Y'all talk about, I just make fun music, and then we become perfectionists sending songs to you niggas. And it's either that or some retard in the fucking chat calling us trash, then we feel fucked, and we snooker saying, I'ma show these niggas for what? Don't even try. Niggas don't like lyrical rap. They don't care. Do it for you. It's 1 billion people out here. Why am I sending songs to independent radio stations? And they not doing anything for me. But a pat on the fucking back. As long as I've been sending songs to Dorky, how many times have I got a new follower from Dork? Besides him? None. When I was using Repost Exchange, fuck the feedback function. It was just promoting my music. I got more followers just doing that off of anything. Know what I mean? You gotta make shit for yourself, my nigga. They talking about, like, oh, that's your true potential. If me just rapping over boom bappy beats is my true potential, that's stupid. That's putting me in a fucking box. And we gonna have, and I have to say this, because I'm tired of feeling stressed out. I'm tired of not liking my own music because, oh, some fucking troll in the chat don't like it, or some review show don't fucking like it, it's in the chat, or they're like, oh, you're living to the expectations, you could have done better than this. Fuck that. And even with all of that, what am I gaining? Nothing. Look at T-Pain. They said that auto-tune shit wouldn't work. We're in 2024 and niggas still using auto-tune. If that is not, and let's be real, and I like Snoop, but how hypocritical Snoop said this. When he told T-Pain that auto-tune shit will only last for like two singles, then turn around and make Sexual Seduction, which is with auto-tune. You see what I'm saying? You got to stop listening to people. It's like that one bitch that told XXXTentacion when he had that Look At Me song, what that bitch say? Oh, that song is not gonna blow up because the mixing sounds stupid. The mixing is too raw. And that song was his biggest song. We need to stop listening to people. These fools need the things. They so loud with it. They so ignorant too. You have to listen to the people who you have to listen to us. You have to. We know what's up. You don't. Because once I start going back, because I grew the dress back for a reason. To know I'm going back to my old me when I did not have, before I even knew Dorky, before I knew DJ Show. I just made what the fuck I felt. And if my old fans like, I like your boom bappy shit, don't like it, fuck you. Because I was never just straight boom bappy rap, straight chill vibey rap. I was whatever the fuck I wanted. Notice how my best shit comes out when I make what the fuck I want? Not trying to follow a formula. Because yes, making boom bappy rap is a formula. Here's a sample, and they want you to stay with that formula for some dumbass reason. Here's a soul sample. Here's some hardcore light. Here's some fucking break drums. Here's a simple fucking goddamn hook. And just me spinning some bars that a bunch of lyrical miracles like, the punchlines are not strong enough. The double entendres are not strong enough. Fuck them niggas. You stop trying to make songs for these niggas. It's like you're making songs for rappers. Fuck them. And they so dumb and ignorant. They don't know that rappers got different fucking goddamn styles. But then their retort is, well, you have songs where you are spitting bars. And I just figured that by your name and by your image, I just thought that you would be like on some Kendrick Lamar shit. Putting you on a pedestal that you didn't ask to be on. You know what I'm saying? This is why we stopped submitting songs to independent radio stations. I'm just encouraging y'all niggas. If you do it, do it. But I'm telling you, you ain't gonna win shit. They got their own favorites. If you sound close to us on the fucking radio, they'll fuck with you. Even these independent boom bappy, lyrical, real rap. If your ass sound close to what, like, a fucking underground rap legend would be, let's say an R-rated Rugged Man, someone like that, they'll fuck with you. If you don't sound nothing close to that, fuck you, which means fuck your sound. We want you to sound like this. Or this beat don't fit your sound. You know what I'm saying? Why fucking rip your fucking self-esteem apart submitting songs to independent radio stations that don't give you nothing but a pat on the fucking back for keeping to a sound that you know goddamn well the only reason why you're doing it because it's making people happy. Let me keep on making that sound. Now watch these stupid, ignorant fucks sit there and say, well, I wish you still kept... Like, how sadistic fans are. Once you sit there and you say and decide, I'm not doing that no more. I'm going to get what the fuck I want. With all due respect, boo. With all due respect, boo. I low-key, I like your boom-bappy jazzy songs. I like those sounds. You remind me of Smoke Dizza. I mean, I like those sounds sell. That them other songs like Anime Girls, that don't even sell, bro. At least you had a lane that people can easily that easily can go into. Your problem is that you're trying so hard to basically... The thing that will make you a legend, which is stand out, they don't want you to even do that. They'll say some shit like, because you're trying too hard to step out of comfort to be different, bro. Like, you think what you're doing is the same shit, but it's not. It's like, you're not making the same music. I mean, some of the topics are the same, but in some cases, you're not making the same music. It's still fire, even if it is the same sound. It's still fire. You gotta take consideration that you have fans that actually like this shit, bro. You know, you work like, come on, man, you have a groove. And that's the case why people don't like it. Why people saying that it's boring? Why people fucking saying that it's trash? Why people saying switch it up? This is why we have to stop making music for people. That's why I respect T-Pain. Fuck these niggas. Even if you try to do it for the culture, let's be real with it. When I looked at what makes a rapper corny from hip hop, that one video at the end, what did it say? Basically paraphrasing, like, these rappers can uncornify themselves if they stop trying to feel, stop trying to act like they want to belong. So if I'm over here making boom bappy rap, trying to belong. That's what the fuck it looks like. I'm trying to belong to the boom bappy rap, rap people. I'm trying to belong in that group. I'm trying to belong to them. I can just do my own fucking thing. I'm trying to live to this expectation that they put me on. Fuck that expectation. If I want to make boom bappy shit, do it because I want to. Not because the fact that they telling me to. I'm telling you, as we doing this, stop sending songs to Dorky. That's the homie and all. Stop sending songs. We know I send songs to you to TikTok. It's dying anyway. But don't submit no more songs to no fucking independent radio stations, no reviewers. Because all you're doing, because that, like, but that's promotion. It's not. Because that fucking reviewer gives you a fucking bad score and how fucking sheep people are. They're not going to fuck with you. And there are people that do that. That's on TikTok. If I submitted, I'm dropping an album soon. If I were to send a reviewer, hey, can you review my project Twilight Views? And that motherfucker reviews that shit and give it a light 6 because of my monotone delivery and the flows are the samey because y'all niggas want me to dump to punch in different fucking flows and shit. Fuck them. And when people sit and look at that fucking review and he posted out there. And niggas start commenting and starts, and that's a big comment, and they start listening, and because they're sheep, oh, I feel what you're saying. If he just, you know, switches his vocal tones because a little bit, because y'all look at rapping like singing, and just like different vocal tones and punch in and not trying to rap in one, because they're trying to encourage you to be like everybody else. Then it's about to say, mind you, the underground is so unique. Then why you got so many fucking people in the underground telling rappers to stop being unique, stop being yourself, make music that's for the masses, have your mixing sound like this, have your flow sound like this. You should have a pre-chorus. You should have this. I'm sorry, bro. This is not going to be on the Billboard charts. I'm sorry, bro. This is not going to win a Grammy. This is all comments I've seen that people said to me on fucking goddamn SoundCloud, where it's all supposed to be all just underground. But like I said, bro, here's what the fuck it is. Here's what the fuck it is. Stop listening to other rappers, because all these motherfucking review shows trying to review your music who are rappers themselves, they are the most blandest, besides Dorky, but majority of them are the most blandest motherfuckers. They all sound the same. They all following trends. But then when they review your shit, and if you sound different, you're trash. Nigga, you know review shows don't mean shit when you got Timbaland reviewing your music. And his, it is worse. Because if your ass ain't even close to being on his level of what he wants, which is a very high standard, he's going to be a part. I'm just letting you know. We got, because again, he's not gonna give you a deal. Even with DJ Show. Like, if he has cocaine on there, like that time when I sent that song, that shit fucked me up. We're not doing that again. When they say, you're just mad because you can't take real criticisms. Nigga, shut the fuck up. If I fucking send something like Mind Your Business, you would call that shit a fucking goddamn bop and a classic. Because it's just a typical fucking West Coast song. The only thing you gonna sit there and complain about is because I'm talking about, you know, anime and manga. You know, being myself. Fuck out my face. Like, these niggas gonna fuck you up. I'm telling you. This gonna take dicks. This nigga gonna say, but your music gotten better since then. Is it better? Or I'm just sitting there trying to be something I'm not. It's supposed to be fun to make. Fuck these niggas. Hell, I remember someone made a fun song sent to an independent radio station. Oh, I can tell you're having fun with this, but there's no structure. If you don't have this fun, what I said in my last podcast, don't submit to no damn review shows. They want some shit that reminds them of what they hear on the radio. I should have known this shit when this one review guy that follows me and hit me up on Slap and said to me and gave an advice to tell artists, hey, listen to what's on the radio and make music that sounds like that. Keep in mind what people always say. That's why we stay in the underground, because the underground's unique. It don't sound like what's on the radio when 99% of everyone sound like what's on the fucking radio. Hyperpop is fucking popular and everyone's doing it. Hell, even encouraging other rappers to do it. So you still into the underground is cool. You got niggas telling underground artists that got unique sounds to change it up. And the fans themselves do not like anything that's unique and different. They say it out their fucking face. All because it's different don't mean it is good, which proves my point. Y'all like to hear the same old, same old. It's just you like someone that does it a little bit more better. Because underground rappers do it better. So if I'm sounding like some other rappers in the mainstream, it's better because you doing it. Look how you got a whole list of niggas on TikTok damn near like sounding like Earl's kids to a T, and you got niggas near there, shit for you. You got niggas, even me, promoting myself. This is how these niggas do it, promoting myself like, hey, if you like Chance the Rapper, if you like Wiz Khalifa, Currency, and Snoop Dogg, listen to me. Now you put yourself in the fucking box, because now when they hear you, they expect those type of artists. Now you fucked yourself. But guess what? They don't care, because it's familiar. They don't want to hear you. They want to hear your... They want to hear a unique take on something that's already been done. You know, remix. That y'all niggas swear that you fucking hate. I'm just saying, bro. That's why I fuck with T-Pain, nigga. Make what the fuck you like. If I make another song, if I'm watching anime, I feel like making another anime girls or something like that, I'm going to do it. I don't care how cringy it is. Niggas will call you cringe and corny for being yourself. That's some stupid shit. You know what the fuck they'll say? I miss when you were making them street boom bappy songs. That was the real you. When it really wasn't the real me. That was the part of me that I just pretty much just dived in because it's what the fuck you niggas want me to do. And even with that, you still gonna sit and call this shit trash anyway. What's the fucking point? And like every time I hop on a boom bap beat, I got a lot of praise. It was always someone saying, that beat doesn't fit your style, or I don't like the way that you're rapping, or la 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 la. So it ain't like every time I hop on a fucking jazzy, or this puts me to sleep. So it doesn't fucking matter. It ain't like niggas was just embracing the boom bap sound with open arms. Like, fuck out of here. Niggas don't want nothing unique, so fuck them. That's not showing niggas what, and I don't know why fans always say that. Oh, keep making the same thing, and it'll show you who you really are. It shows people, ooh, Chips Ahoy? Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm done.